Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is Alice Reese, Harold Banner Movie Reviewer. Good morning.
Good morning, John Moore.
Well, we have come to the end of the year, and so it is appropriate to talk about your favorite movies of the year. And I guess let's I don't know if we'll get to all of these. We'll at least mention them all, but we'll start from the bottom of the list, number 10, and work our way up. And the first one at number 10 we're going to talk about is called The Big Sick. This was a comedy, came out in the summer, as I recall.
Right. It's a guy who's a stand-up comic called Kamali Nanjiani, and he and his wife, his real-life wife, wrote this comedy about their it's a romantic comedy about how they met. It's I recommend this highly to everybody that missed it. It's on DVD now, available.
So, we're going to skip over some. Your number 9 is I, Tonya. Number 8 is Get Out. Number 7, let's talk about number 7, Lady Bird.
Really has made a big sensation and has won several of the Critics Group's award. Greta Gerwig is this actress she's in her early 30s, and she wrote and directed this. It's a coming-of-age story about a teenager played by Saoirse Ronan, who's already been nominated for Oscars twice, once for Atonement and once for Brooklyn. And she's still a little bit more than a teenager, but she's still quite young. And she and her mother just have these battles throughout, and both of them have good chances of getting Oscar nominations. Saoirse and her mother, played by Laurie Metcalf, who was the lady in Roseanne, who's had a big stage career then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not about Lady Bird Johnson.
No, Lady Bird Johnson, no.
I think you have to be of a certain age and probably from Texas for that to be the first thing that you think of. Number 6, Three Billboards Outside Hibbing, Missouri. What a strange title.
Right. And there's no such thing as Hibbing, Missouri. There is a Hibbing, Minnesota.
Yeah.
But this is with Frances McDormand, who people mainly remember from Fargo, and this is as good a performance as that. She's a woman whose daughter was raped and murdered, and the police seemingly have never done anything about it. But the whole thing is done as a very weird, eccentric, dark comedy.
We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. Number 5 is The Phantom Thread. Number 4, we had talked about, again, back in the summer, Dunkirk. War movie set, obviously, in World War II.
Right.
Call Me By Your Name, number 3.
It's getting a lot of attention. It's considered an American movie, but it has an Italian director. It stars Armie Hammer, who used to live in Dallas, and a young man named Timothy Chalamet. And it's a gay love story, but it could be any kind of love story. It's just so beautifully done, and the setting is in Italy, and it's just beautiful to look at. And it's won a bunch of the critics' groups. It's number 1 on some people's lists.
Number 2 is The Post. Now, has this come out officially yet?
No. It's the story of the Washington Post when Katharine Graham took over as the publisher after her husband died. It was kind of like not exactly equal time for women, because her father had owned the Post, and when he had left it to not her but to her husband, and when her husband died, she had to step up and take over. Anyway, Ben Bradley is she's played by Meryl Streep. Ben Bradley is played by Tom Hanks, and it's directed by Steven Spielberg, and it's to do with the Pentagon Papers, which happens not too long before the information we know from All the President's Men about Watergate.
And that'll be out over the holidays.
It is, yes.
And then your number 1 is The Shape of Water. I think we talked about this briefly a couple of weeks ago, but...
Right. It's just so hard to describe. Guillermo del Toro, the Mexican director, co-wrote and he directed this, and it's the story of a woman who is mute, played by Sally Hawkins, who's had an Oscar nomination before. She's British, but she doesn't speak. She's mute, but she can hear. And she works as a janitor in this place in Baltimore where they have a big tank, and within this tank is this humanoid kind of swimming creature, a merman, maybe you could call it. And, she falls in love with the merman, And it's done also, again, as a very dark comedy. It is so beautiful to look at. It's hard to describe. It's got a lot of fantasy sequences that pay tribute to old movies. And it's also got a Cold War kind of little thing going on. It takes place back in the 60s.
The Shape of Water, Alice's number one movie of 2017.
Right.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again, and for all of the tips during the course of the year. We'll look forward to next year. Thanks, Alice. And Alice Reese, Sarah Banner Movie Reviewer. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.